Hey friends, welcome to the Make Life Matter podcast. I'm Angela Donadio, and each week I share compelling conversations with leading voices. They encourage us to ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. Together, we'll make our lives matter no matter what. Here's this week's episode. Well, welcome back to the Make Life Matter podcast, guys. We are already in the first quarter of 2024. I can't believe it. And I'm so excited to sit down with my special guest today. And one of the things we've been chatting about is what it looks like to be an unlikely difference maker. We talk here about making our lives matter, making a difference here on earth and primarily for the kingdom. But what if we feel like we're not up to that? Or what if we feel like we've tried and it hasn't gone well, or we feel uncertain or tentative? And so I really am excited about sitting down today with Mandy Hood. She's the co-founder and the executive director of The Connection, and it's a community-based women's ministry. She helped create this unique ministry when God called her and her friends to step out of their comfort zone and follow him. And so if you already know that God is calling you to step out of your comfort zone, or you know maybe he's nudging you, this is going to be a conversation you want to lean in for. They have never looked back since following God's voice, and I love that. She loves to share the story of how God used an introvert like her and how he can use you too when you dare to say yes. Anyway, if we get a minute, we're going to ask her about her annual Graham Camp, which is a fun time of fun and spoiling. I'm sure that's really, really fun. So, Mandy, welcome here to the Make Life Matter podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I have your brand new book. Congratulations yes. on your
Thank
new book.
You.
And there's a journal that goes with it. So I've got both right here. Yeah. And this is called Let's Get Together, the story of a unique women's ministry. So I want to hear all about how this started, what God has been doing through it, and then your own personal story of encouraging those of us who might feel like unlikely difference makers. So really this started when a group of women said yes to God, a unique women's ministry was formed. Now it's serving thousands of women across the country. So Let's Get Together is not only an autobiography, but it is a how-to manual to help others step out of their comfort zone and say yes to the ministry that God has put on their lives. So first of all, let me just start with a question that so many listeners have. How do we know that God might be calling us to something? What did that feel like for you, Mandy? What were the signposts along the way that let you know God was calling you to do this?
Well, it was a several year-long process, actually. It wasn't, you know, lightning bolt from the sky and okay, tomorrow we're doing this. Over the years, it was just like really gradual. Like I said, I've always been an introvert. You know, stayed in the background, that sort of thing. I was an office administrator for 24 years. And I was used to being in the background, taking care of everybody else, made sure they had what they needed. And for the last probably 10 years that I was there, maybe, I was starting to feel like just this nudge that there was something else that God had for me. I had no idea what it was, how that was going to look. I assumed it was another job, but I didn't know what that was. And I just started getting this urge to study leadership and learn about that. And so I did some workshops and webinars and read some books and that sort of thing. And then at the same time, I was getting more involved with my church, and I was kind of almost pushed into co-leading a Bible study. And I'm like, this is not me. I'm not that person. I can't do that. And this woman said, yes, yes, you can. You know, I'm sure you can. And I couldn't come up with any good, legitimate excuse to not do it. So I said, all right, I'll do it. And then it turned out to be more of a passion to me to bring women together and to just help them and provide them with resources and tools. So it was just kind of little by little, just these little changes in my desires. You know, scripture says God will give you the desires of your heart. And that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to give you what you want, but he's going to give you the desire to do what he wants you to do.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was just kind of the beginning. And I went along like that for years, learning. I could tell I was growing and changing, but I still didn't know exactly what. And then I had a big sit down with God one day, and I said, if I'm going to be looking for something, I need to know what I'm looking for. You've got to give me some kind of clue here. And he did. He told me that it would be something with ministry, something with women, and something to do with planning events. So that gave me at least a little bit of a direction, narrow it down. And I'm very type A. So I started, you know, trying to figure out what the clues meant and
sure.
and putting the puzzle together. Of course, you can never outguess God and what he's got planned. But that's kind of how things got started. And then I was just kind of just struggling with this urge to like move on and to do something new. But I had no clear signs. And then one day I remember I was just really, really struggling with these thoughts and these desires. And I just prayed and prayed for God to just show me, you know, what is it? Is this the time or whatever? And I literally got up from praying, went over and checked my email. And there was an email from a nonprofit that I had volunteered for saying there was a job opening. And I opened it up, and it was a words just went out of my head. A crisis pregnancy center.
Yes.
So it had to
yes.
do with women. This job was planning events and fundraising, and so it like had all the pieces. And I'm like, okay, is this is this it? So I went back, prayed some more, and I threw out some fleeces and said, you know, if this is what you want, if this is the time for me to move on. I need to know clearly, and you need to make sure my husband is on board with this, because it made a huge difference in our lives. And I said, if this is what you want, you're gonna have to work it out with him, because I'm not gonna talk him into anything.
Sure.
So I just kind of felt like this really is it. And when I did talk to my husband, he just kind of paused for a minute and thought about it, and he's like, "Do it. I think this is the time." So I went on to that, and I thought, okay, this is where God was leading me. And I did learn lots of things there that I've used now. But I, looking back, I can see that that was a stepping stone. That was more training ground for me.
Sure.
And hopefully I was a big help to the organization while I was on staff there in that position. But I learned about how nonprofits work, and I learned about fundraising and planning large events and all sorts of things there. And then, again, I still had this desire to bring women together and to serve them more directly than what I was in that position. And my friends and I had organized this retreat through our church. And our church was going through some severe growing pains, I'll say. And so in the process of planning this retreat, there was a big shakeup. Half the people left the church. A lot of the people that had signed up for the retreat had left the church. And we're like, I don't know if they're going to come or not. And, you know, this is going to be kind of awkward or whatever. And so we just went through it, and everybody showed up. And so we sat there in the at the retreat center, and we had these women from all different churches. Some weren't in church more because of their situations, and they were all different ages and life stages. And it was just the sweetest thing. And I remember just sitting in the back of the room, just being overwhelmed by this, all these women coming together. And we didn't have to sit together on a Sunday morning to be sisters and to be part of a community like that. And so I talked with the other ladies that had helped plan a retreat, and they were like all feeling the same thing. It's like, this is amazing just to see all these ladies coming together. And so then I just kind of prayed some more, and it was just like an instant knowing then that it's time to step out and do something in the community to bring women together, because we don't need to be separated by a church denomination or whatever. You know, if we're all followers of Jesus, we're all sisters, and it doesn't matter. And so that's kind of how we got started. And it was just it's just been amazing to see what God has done. I mean, because we started like that with no clue, no model to work from. We weren't familiar with any other community-based women's groups like that. Usually a women's ministry works out of a church, so they're provided with space, they're provided with a budget. There's something there for them to work from, and we had nothing. We didn't even know where we were going to meet. You need money even to do the simplest things. There's still the financial piece of it. So we had a lot of things to work out, but God pulled it all together, and it's just been an amazing ride.
Well, I love hearing your story, Mandy, and I want to hear a little bit about what the organization is doing now and how it's serving women. But I just want to pause on this for a minute because I think you're highlighting so many important things. First of all, when God calls us to something, you're identifying it. It's often a process. We live in such a fast food culture that we just want everything in the next 10 minutes. And you're identifying for us, this is very normal. So if you're listening and you're saying, well, how come it hasn't happened? Or I'm just not sure. I talk about, and it's not exactly my own original idea, but obedience is a million little steps of saying yes to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and maybe zigzagging and detouring and being okay with that. And so, there were a number of points that you could have stopped and felt like, okay, there's a roadblock, or maybe I just didn't hear from God on this. And you just kept saying yes, leaning into the purposes of God, even if it didn't 100% make sense. If you're like me and you as a type A, we want all the steps, what I mean, laid out. But that's not a faith walk. I mean, faith walk is really just trusting God for the next step. And I think when you do it that way, when you take a step of faith in that way, then the results are really coming from the Lord, because you didn't make it all happen and you waited on Him and you waited for His voice each step of the way. I think that's so crucial. So talk a little bit about this idea of being an unlikely difference maker, because it doesn't sound like this is what you set out to do, but it's what God called you to do. So before we talk about really what the organization is doing and the difference you're making, speak to someone who's feeling like, I just don't know. I don't know how God could use me, or I don't know if it is me, or I'm not sure my next step to take. What encouragement would you have for them, Mandy?
I would say just listen, but I think the first big step is to just tell God that you're open. I remember being at a place where I just got down on my knees and said, "I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm yours. You created me. Just tell me what you want, and I'll do whatever that is." I said, "I'd rather not do this, this, or this, but I'll do whatever you tell me to." And it was I can trace the steps, the timeline back to that point, that once I gave him that open door and the go ahead, that I could start seeing these little changes and nudges and change of desires. And I think it all goes back to that. It just
I
telling
love that.
him that you're open, you're willing,
Yeah,
and
that
that
posture of
just
availability. Yeah, because that's such a first step. And then, like you said, you went through classes, some workshops, and you started to say, where might there be a gap that I need to now backfill some of, if God's calling us to something, but we don't feel 100% equipped. That's not necessarily a reason to say no to God. It's just a reason to, all right, God, if you're calling me to this, is there anything I need to do to be more prepared, to be more effective? Who might I need around me? Because one of the things I love about you, what you're doing, Mandy, is you're creating a space for sisterhood. And I believe so strongly in that. I've created a founded a retreat for professional Christian communicators, and I've just seen such the need for that. We know we're stronger together, but we still tend to keep each other at arm's length. And so sometimes it's pushing past that and creating the spaces for us to really be able to come together. So we've identified kind of how this happens, the process we have to honor and embrace, and to recognize even biblically, there's so many examples of people who felt like an unlikely difference maker, but that's who God called them. He called so many different, I'm thinking of Gideon and Deborah and Esther and all over the New Testament, just people who maybe didn't feel up to to the call at the time, but that availability is the very first step. Like Mary said, let it just be unto me. If you've said, if you call me to this, then you're going to give me the next step. So once you've said yes, these women around you that have been, you know, coming alongside of you to see this vision come to fruition, tell us a little bit about what this has looked like. You're serving women, thousands of women across the country. So what is this? What is the heartbeat of this vision?
The heartbeat, I guess, Hebrews 10:25, which is, let us not give up getting together as some people do, but encourage one another. And that's where the title of the book came from. Let's get together. And that's really what it's about, to be together, to be that encouragement for each other, because we get so busy in our lives. And you wouldn't think that we would be lonely, because we're always doing this and doing that and social media and all that. But a lot of that is just really superficial. You have friends and you just say, how are you? I'm fine. And you just move on. And you don't really take time to build those relationships. And so that's kind of what the heart of the connection is just providing the community where we do lean on each other.
Yeah.
And we know we're there. And if somebody's going through a hard time, or an accident, somebody passes away or whatever, there's like a half dozen women on top of them, you know, right away. What can I do? Right. What can I do? And being right there.
That's beautiful.
So that's, yeah.
You even have that scripture as a magnet in the book, you know, let us not neglect. And coming out of COVID, Mandy, I mean, we saw it out here pastoring outside of DC. People had stopped coming to church, and then they were even almost afraid to get back into community. It's taken a little while to get people to move back out of their comfort zones. And of course, then we go right back to our busy schedules. And then we have a different challenge, and that's just, we're too busy. We're overscheduled. But I love that, that you're leaning into this initiative that the Lord instituted in scripture, is let's not forsake getting together. Let's not neglect our meeting together as some people, but encourage one another. So there's a direct line between meeting together and encouragement. So you're meeting together. Are you serving the community? Is everyone just from the same area, or is this online, or how could people be a part of this?
Well, we have a lot of in-person things going on. We have monthly things. We've got social things. We've got Bible studies, book clubs, retreats, mentoring programs.
Wow.
We have a widows group. Mm. We realized we had a good number of widows. So they get together on a regular basis and just provide encouragement to each other. But we have a lot of things online too. Our Facebook group, we have a daily meme that goes out every morning for encouragement. Mm. We have a, we call it 365 Devotions, which is a live Facebook group. Every Monday through Friday, they go live. They work through a devotion book per year. Mm. And that's a live thing. And then if you happen to be there, it's around 8 a.m. in the morning. You can chime in with comments and that, and the recordings are always there available for you to catch up on later if that's not a good time for you. We have some studies that are online. We've held some online conferences. We have a little bit of everything. Our widows group, actually, they have a private Facebook group, and there are women there from all over the world. We have over 300 there, and the ladies have said, I've seen a lot of groups on Facebook for widows, but this is the only one that I've seen that is Christ-based.
Interesting.
So, wow. Yeah.
And so I just love that all of that was birthed from just a vision that God put in your heart years before. I mean, this is years in the making, which is a lot of patience, a lot of endurance, I'm sure adjusting, adapting along the way, growing. And that's such encouragement for people. So if they're looking at like, hey, I've got an idea, I've got something kind of burning in my spirit, I think this would be a great place for them to start. Let's get together. It's really a how-to start from kind of a concept to moving into seeing this come to pass. Yep. What encouragement do you have for someone who's looking to maybe start a nonprofit or a ministry from scratch?
Well, of course, read the book. It tells our story. I mean, it's basically, it started as a diary. I just wanted to record what was going on. And I just, again, felt that I needed to, for some reason, to write down what we were doing, how we were doing it, because someday we would need to know. And it needed to be accurate, not just based on our memories. So I started it with that. And then when we had some friends that kind of left the area and they wanted to start their own group similar to what we were doing, I gave them the diary and said, maybe there's something here that'll be helpful to you. And it was. They've said it was very helpful. And so then we started thinking about, well, how can we help more people? Maybe if it helped them, maybe some other people could be helped by it too. So the book kind of walks through our journey from conception to a couple of years ago, actually. And, you know, what we did, what worked, what didn't work. And there's tips and hints in there. And then we also made a journal called Let's Make Plans Journal to Discover God's Plan for You. And that goes along with it. There's some quotes from the book, there's scripture and some writing prompts that would kind of lead you through, from initial thought to how can I go about this? And, you know, how can I bring alongside other people to help me with this mission?
So good.
And, you know, think about financing and, you know, all the little things that you don't think about when you just say, yeah, I'm going to do this. And
Sure.
then this other
Yeah, because when
stuff.
we say yes to God and we want to maintain availability always to the Lord, but there's also got to be awareness, like you're saying, that it's there's all these pieces of the puzzle, and that's what can intimidate people, or just they get too far into the weeds and just stop and give up. So I love the fact that you're encouraging us to push past that and for us to normalize that is the process. It's a lot of times you're doing it, you're creating it, you're adjusting, you're becoming aware of things. God is giving you a new insight. It's very much, for me at least, I'll just speak to the retreat I created. You know, it starts with an idea, a nugget in your heart and your spirit, but you do need to look back and go, okay, wait a minute. How did we set all this up? Are there better processes we could put in place? How can we grow? How can we expand? What do we need now at this point? What is our niche that we're providing? Like you're identifying, look, we're offering a group for widows that maybe has not existed before this, at least not in this capacity. So, I love that that's the way that the body of Christ should be working together is he's putting it on different people's hearts to take one angle of the body of Christ and to see that nurtured and encouraged and just to let Mandy's story encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and start with what you have. You might feel like an unlikely difference maker, but let God use you. Just make yourself available and begin to brainstorm. Get a copy of her book. Let's get together. And I know it'll encourage you. I've got it right here in the journal as well. Let's make plans. So I'm going to pray for us in just a moment, Mandy, but I love to just kind of end with one last question. And I know that you love to read the word and make that encouragement available to the women that you've been serving. So other than Jesus, who is that person in the Bible who most inspires you to make life matter?
Gideon. And
Yeah.
you mentioned him early and I'm like, yeah, he's my guy. Whenever I was praying, I was in church praying about, you know, should we step out and do this? The message that day was based on Gideon. And Gideon said, you know, he was kind of hiding and he was fearful. And the angel came to him and said, I want you to go out and fight this battle for the Lord. And he's like, not me. I'm not equipped. I can't do this. I have no idea how to do it. And God said, go in the strength that you have and I'll be with you.
That's so good.
And that's just kind of what we followed from there. And you know,
That's
when you
so
know
good.
that it's God's will, then you're good. So
That's
yeah,
it.
I would love to give him a hug.
I love that. Dr. Jamie Morgan's a friend of mine. She's been here on the podcast, and even just recently, she said to me, faith begins when the will of God is known. Like you just said, like when you know it's the will of God, then you can step out in faith. And sometimes we have to test the waters and God, I think this is your will. He's not going to leave us in a place of like, oh, well, you stepped out and you messed up. Like he's with us every single step of the way. And that reminder from Gideon, just go in the strength that you have. If you wait until you have every single piece together, not that we want to go willy-nilly and not count the costs and not do some of the things we're talking about, but at some point, we've just got to step out in faith and say, I don't know that I'll ever feel 100% equipped to do this, but I'm trusting you, God, and I'm going to step out and go in the strength that I have and know that your presence is going to go with me. So I'm not surprised by Gideon. He's an unlikely difference maker, but he stepped up and God used him mightily in his generation. And he wants to use each one of us in our generation. He's looking for people that will make themselves available. So thank you, Mandy, for saying yes to God. So how can people get a copy of your book? I know it just came out. Let's get together. Where would you like for them to go to connect with you and get a copy?
Well, you can order the books on Amazon. So if you search Let's Get Together and my name, you probably want to put that in there because there's other titles that are similar. And I'm sure you have show notes and the links will be in there.
Absolutely.
So that's the best place. Also, you can check out the Connections website, which is connectingwomenwithgod.com. Okay. And you can email me at connectingwomenwithgod@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from anybody that's interested in stepping out and doing something. I would love to start some kind of networking group.
I love that.
That we could just lean on each other and learn from each other and help. So
that's great. I love you still have more vision in you. I'd like to start a new networking group. Yeah. Right. I mean, you can tell there's fresh vision already brewing in you, but that's the way God works. We're never to be stagnant. He's always doing something. So our assignment is to be in alignment with what is he doing? What is he desiring to do? And how can we partner with him? Because if he birthed something in our spirit, it's because it's on his heart and he wants us to be the one to be his hands and feet. And we can sit around saying, yeah, but why me? Why not you?
Yeah.
Why not us? all over the Bible, why not us? So thank you, Mandy. I'll put all that in our show notes. People can connect with you, get a copy of this and be encouraged. Guys, be encouraged today. Step out of your comfort zone. And if God's nudging you, listen, start taking those next steps that you need to take. And this is going to be a great resource for you to kind of move from conception to completion. And Mandy's making herself available. So Mandy, let me pray over our listeners, because I'm sure there's some that might be feeling a little bit uncertain, some hesitancy today. And I just know that your example has been so encouraging to each of us. So thank you so much. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Mandy. And I thank you for the women that said yes to you. And I thank you for the women that are being served, the widows, the moms, the just every angle, God, of this, because somebody said yes. And I know that there's so many of us that might feel like unlikely difference makers. We don't know if we're really who you're calling. And I just pray that today, not only we would know your voice and hear your voice, but then have confidence that you're going to lead us and that we're not going to do anything that you're not going to lead. If you're calling us to us, then we're not going to be doing it without you. So we can know to trust you, keep depending on you. And I pray for just that boldness for those of us that are feeling unsure and timid today, that you are with us, just like you were with Gideon, and that we can go in the strength that we have. So we pray that encouragement over all that are listening, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining the conversation. If you've been inspired to make life matter, share a review and subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. Connect with me at angeladonatio.com, Facebook at Angela Donatio VOV, and Instagram at Angela Donatio. Until next week, let's make life matter.